Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot, Sad Foot, your LAFC gateway drug and the only LAFC podcast in advanced talks with the San Jose Earthquakes. I'm Travis Helwig.
I'm Vince LaRosa.
And I'm Darren Miller. Welcome to our preview of LAFC's MLS match against Sporting Kansas City on Saturday, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. at BMO Stadium. You can watch it on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV+. And of course, we'll be live streaming our post-game call intro 10 minutes after the final whistle at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot.
Later in the show, we'll be playing a game to learn more about the cities of Kansas City. And of course, we'll have our storylines for the week and we'll make some bets. But first, I've been gone for a little bit, and so I need to remember how to talk words out of my mouth lips to my friends. It's time for listener mandated banter. Banter. See, I do need practice.
Wow.
It's time for listener mandated banter.
No. Travis, the German version. I haven't understood a single word that you've said thus far.
No. When you live in the suburbs long enough, you forget how to talk like a normal person.
Yeah, do they get podcasts out there?
they just got Radio Lab. It's really new to them.
Good start. A good start, at least.
Everyone's really into it, though, I've heard.
Yeah, they're like, oh, that shrimp can see more colors than the other shrimp? Thank you, guys, in person for holding down the fort while I was gone. It means a lot. And thank you for the nice things you said in person. Just want to say on the air that it meant a lot.
Well, thank you for the only form of constructive criticism you gave us was to let me know that I was wrong about who the woman was that hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire versus, and I forgot already, what was the show? Oh, The Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link.
Oh, I meant to look that up. I thought she did both.
I thought so too. But since Travis, you told me that, I looked up like her and then looked at her story. Do you know, like, she's had a wild life?
No. So, okay, let me back up quickly to explain what they're talking about. I listened to both episodes and I didn't say, and I told them that I was thankful about the stuff about my dad passing, but then I didn't really give any feedback except when they were talking about the British Who Wants to Be a Millionaire host. And I was like, the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is Regis Philbin. We all know it's Reg because I love Reg. I was like, they're thinking of the woman who hosted The Weakest Link, who would say, you all the weakest link, goodbye. And she was like sort of like a dom. She was like a dominatrix, hot British woman. And so that's the backstory of what Vince is talking about. So what was her story? What's her life story?
So she's had multiple marriages and divorces, was a raging alcoholic. And in her Wikipedia, it says that she wrote in her autobiography, she knew it was time to get clean when she drove her daughter. She picked up her daughter from school, drove her to the store to buy a bottle of vodka and drank it in front of her while the daughter cried. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy that Travis told me I got it wrong, because now I got to learn this amazing little tidbit about this woman that I always thought was just like a random, like, typecast to be a creepy woman on a game show.
That sounds like something that you would see at El Trafico at the Rose Bowl. Just a man chugging vodka in front of their children while driving.
That is crazy. Also, I just looked up the actual host of the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it's a man.
I'm telling you, so I knew I was big into TV at that point. I was watching a lot of network TV.
Oh, you like TV?
I was watching The Practice on ABC, the legal procedural The Practice. Yeah, I like TV, Darren. Fuck you.
Yeah. I liked movies.
Oh.
I was really big into activities.
Oh, wow. You liked TV? I liked Legos. All right. I feel like that's enough banter. We got deep into British game shows. Let's start the show.
I wouldn't say deep, but yeah. I think that's
okay,
enough.
We got surface level into British game shows. It's time to start the show.
All right. Well, as a casual LAFC fan, I love the team and I won't miss a match, but keeping up with every detail can sometimes feel like a full-time job. And I already have one of those and many children to take care of. I'm just incredibly busy.
Now, hold on. This is the third time you've done the exact same intro. You used to change this.
Yeah.
Are you trying to pull the wool over our eyes?
No, I'm trying something different this season. I'm sort of tweaking. I've tweaked this every week and I'm still like tweaking it here and there. I think there is like a solid intro that should just be the intro.
Okay.
So I've been all working on that week to week.
And fans, I've been if you disagree, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know.
If you disagree, let us know in the comments.
The other thing is I've been having more fun with the intro to listener mandated banter and doing more with that.
So you've expended all of your
energy. But I've also been the one doing it. So then this time you were back.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want to make Travis say a bunch of shit that like he didn't write. So
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. We can keep going.
I did less work.
Vince has a heart out. I'm the one dragging it on. All right. Go ahead with the thing you already said a bunch of times. People, you can do that. Press
forward 45
seconds.
Some people are listening for the first time. Welcome to the show.
Press forward 45 seconds right now.
45. I have it set to 15. All right. Well, as a casual LAFC fan, I love the team and I won't miss a match, but keeping up with every detail can sometimes feel like a full-time job. And I already have one of those and many children to take care of. I'm just incredibly busy living a very full and successful adult life with very important responsibilities. I don't have time to dig into all the roster changes, rumors, matchups, stats, tactics behind the gameplay on the pitch. All I see is ball get kicked, ball go in net, French man flip. Luckily, my friends Travis, the human LAFC crazy wall, and Vince, Travis's LAFC dealer and tenured LAFC professor, are full-on LAFC addicts, so every week I send my own personal Walter White and Jesse Pinkman to their RV in the desert to sit through all the game tape, stats, pressers, rumors, and tweets, and then come back and explain what's really going on beneath the surface of each week's match so we can all enjoy it so much more in a segment we call Storylines.
Ooh, that healed me. I'm not sad at all. Darren, Vince, Dince, it is so good to be back here with you to do storylines, and it feels even better knowing that I get to show Vince exactly how it's fucking done, baby. But, but even more important than showing a professional sports media man a thing or two, I will be back at BMO Stadium this Saturday, where Ollie will spread my father's ashes around the field and into the mouth of Colin Hanks. Thank you so much to LAFC Rich for making this happen. As you all know, we are back at home in the warm sunshine on Saturday, and I think our first storyline is one that could reveal just what kind of team we have this season, and that storyline is this. Just how well will LAFC shake off the Snowmar compost game? I don't know about you, but in the course of 3 hours last week, I went from, wow, I can't wait to see a Blizzard game, to, wow, the MLS needs to be sued. How dare they do that to our sweet boy, Hugo Lloris? I, for one, do not think that Blizzard game should have taken place. And while I love the optics of snow games, usually there was a real accumulation of snow. And for a team that plays on the ground like LAFC, it made it impossible to play the style of game that we practiced. And I know you might be saying, you soft Los Angeles boy, what about the famous snow classico between Costa Rica and the United States? Well, there was roughly four times more snow in Utah than there was during that game on the pitch for that one. The match was delayed for wind. It was halted for lightning, but it was allowed to proceed in 4 inches of snow. And as much as people want to call our players and fans crybabies, the game would have been better off just being decided by a coin flip. Here's what team veteran Ryan Hollingshead said about the match. Quote, there was not a time during that game where my cleat hit the grass. It was on top of snow the entire time. My lower back is killing me. It was like trying to run on an ice rink. Steve Cherundolo was livid after the game, saying, quote, it's laughable. It just baffles me that we would put players through this. I didn't even watch the game for the last 20 minutes. You couldn't see anything. And today he was fined $10,000 for those comments, which, as a reminder, is about 50% of what a VAR ref makes in a year. Maybe he shouldn't
get fined. Well, that sounds low.
Because the director of fields and grounds at RSL, which is just corporate speak for groundskeeper, said, quote, this was the worst I've seen for sure. It would sting your eyeballs. It was kind of a nightmare. Whether or not you think complaining about the weather is a valid excuse for losing a match 3-0, I'm curious just how emotionally taxing that game was on the players. A loss that early in the season, especially one that you feel was unwarranted against a team that you're better than, can be hard to shake, especially for our new young defender, Omar Campos, who went from having a breakout performance in week one to basically being the cause for all three goals. I imagine that's tough for a 21-year-old. Darren, Vince, two-part question. One, do you think that game should have been played? And two, do you think the players this early in the season are going to let that bad feeling linger on top of them? Vince, what do you think?
No, the game should not have been played. And I'm saying this as someone who had to fucking watch that game. God, minute by minute, like if you would have been with me, you would have noticed how much angrier I was getting, like veins popping out. I just kept yelling at the TV, like, this isn't fucking soccer. Like, what are we doing here? And that segues into what I think and hope the players are feeling is just pure anger and being like, well, if you force us to play this, I don't give a shit. I'm going to show you what I can really do. And hopefully that's what they do this weekend at home. And let's be honest, it maybe kind of looked that way after, I would say, the second goal for sure. But even after the first goal, a lot of them seemed to say, fuck this shit. I don't care anymore. And I don't blame them. Yeah. That's why that first half was so bad.
Darren, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I really felt like, I didn't really realize till the next day that, like, it didn't scratch the itch of watching a game for me. Like, I didn't feel like I got to watch LAFC play soccer. Like, it feels like we're waiting 2 weeks instead of 1 week to watch a game. So I'm hoping the players feel that way too. And they're just anxious to go out and perform and play for real.
I am curious to see how Omar Campos bounces back when you're 21 years old, have falling in the snow and having three goals be your fault at a new team probably doesn't feel well. But judging by how good he was in game one, I'm hoping he doesn't have the Stipe Buick hating himself syndrome that Jeff Talk says we put into Stipe Buick's mind.
We cause Omar we'll Campos.
Yeah, Omar. Snowmar Campos, I was proud of. But it'll be a good test, I think, to see what kind of team we have, how well we bounce back from, you know, not only a hard game, but a game that I would say we were then ridiculed for after the fact for how much we complained about it.
You know what's funny is LAFC is not actually going to take the worst of this, because I don't know if you saw the other news that came out today that Pablo Ruiz from RSL, the player that when he got injured last season, they completely tanked and fell apart, is now out for the season. So everyone
because
that wants
of that
to clown
game?
On, yeah, so everyone that wants to clown on LAFC and all the people that keep saying, you know, I didn't hear any of the RSL players complaining about it. Well, one guy's knee ligaments complained about it, and now he's out for the season.
Which is the reason anyone's complaining about it, because it's not safe to play.
Yes, we wanted the game canceled.
Let
for
alone
both
not
teams.
A competition soccer.
Let's remind everybody of that. I didn't just want LAFC for you guys to go cancel the game, and by the way, LAFC gets 3 points.
Right.
No, cancel the game, and we could go play it another time.
We want to play the game right. In a real way, not right now or whatever, but I get it. I get why people would call us soft, especially because of the reputation LA has, like with rain drivers or whatever, which, you know, now that I've lived here long enough, I'm like, I get it. The roads flood like fucking crazy. There's no drainage anywhere. I'm scared of driving, and I'm not on the East Coast. I was just there for 2 months driving in the fucking snow, and that's much safer than what we have here. Speaking of rotation, that was a segue from a quote from speaking of rotation, a thing I said a few minutes ago. Carlos Vela was in the news this week after our friend Tom Bogert, the Woj of MLS, tweeted that Carlos was in advanced negotiations with San Jose for a DP slot. Side note, Tom Bogert texted me condolences on my father's passing, which was very sweet. But then I took advantage of his kindness and tried to use my grief to get him to tell me which French players are interested in coming here this summer. And he refused to tell me. So I think that means he's an upstanding journalist. But if anyone out there has any inside info and wants to make me feel less sad, just send it my way. I really think that'll be good. And that goes for any
doubling
gossip.
Down on it.
I would love gossip will heal. Like, if you know what happened to Bruce Arena, I'll forget my dad ever existed. That's like just laid on.
Travis is officially playing the card the first chance he gets.
I'm just kidding. I miss him very much. Look, I keep making jokes about it because it's my defense mechanism, and I keep discovering that no one else likes it. It makes everyone very uncomfortable. So this is probably the only time I'll do it.
Now we're just trying to wait for like what's the distance away for when we can jump in and make jokes too. We're never.
He was a veteran. End of side note. Then a few days after Tom Bogert's initial tweet, he tweeted again saying the talks with San Jose seem to have stalled and that LAFC still has the inside track. My gut says that then maybe that whole thing was a negotiation tactic and probably means Vela won't be signing anywhere anytime soon. And our attack will remain centered on Denny Bouanga, who so far this season is fully detoxing from his goal addiction. And that brings us to our second storyline of the match, which is this. How many times can Denny Bouanga hit the post? Two games into the season, Denny Bouanga has yet to find the back of the net. Against RSL, he had 3 shots. Against Seattle, he had 7. And yet, in both games, we trailed in expected goals, mainly because the quality of those shots were not, well, quality. Denny Bouanga sees himself as the primary goal scorer, as do we. But as we remember from midway through last year, sometimes he has a hard time giving up the ball when someone else has a better shot. And with Vela's negotiation seemingly stalled and a number 9 probably not coming into a man with a baguette decides to come over here this summer. Tell me if that's true, Tom. Do we think Bouanga can return to the form he had last summer or last year for LAFC? Or will we have to rely more on Kike and Bogush? Vince, 2 games in, how you feeling about Bouanga and this team?
Not worried about him at all. If I'd be more worried about him if he wasn't shooting all of a sudden, it would mean he was a very sick man. We all know that he loves his goals and he has to shoot. 2 things on that, and I love that you brought up expected goals. First, on Seattle specifically, Seattle did have a penalty that's worth about 0.8. So that's going to greatly skew those numbers. So I think LAFC still played a pretty good game despite giving up the penalty.
Okay.
The other thing is, what expected goals doesn't account for is somebody that is as good as Denny Bouanga. So even though he does take a lot of shots, and to your point, they are not always of the highest quality, he himself is of the highest quality. So there is what we call finishing. He's not necessarily a deadly finisher, but he has a shot that is deadly. It's heavy. You've seen him. When he's hitting the post, he's not getting discounted on those, right? Like, he's really smacking the post. So I'm not too worried about him as long as he continues to generate shots. I will worry about him, though, I guess a couple games in, or you know, a few more games down the road, if he's still shooting and not scoring, because then he's just going to get frustrated, and you know, he's just going to be like, he's going to find a way to maybe get a second and third ball on the field and just start kicking, like pelting balls at the rival goalkeeper. But as of right now, I'm okay with it. And we know that once he scores one goal, it probably means he probably scored 2 more in the same game.
He's less streaky than like Arango was. There were like weeks at a time that Arango would never score. Bouanga pretty consistently would score, but there were moments last year. I mean, there was like a whole month or two where we couldn't score. No one could score for our team, but that was because they didn't have legs. Darren, do you think Bouanga's on the verge of a goal relapse?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not too worried, but you know, maybe this is the season that Denny Bouanga becomes Kike and Kike becomes Denny.
Whoa.
Slowly over time.
That would be weird.
Wow, I'm suddenly very attracted to Kike. Our opponent this Saturday is, our opponent this Saturday is Sporting Kansas City, who currently have 2 draws, 0 wins, and 0 losses on the season. But they have real motivation this week after last week's fiasco of a game, which brings us to the final storyline of the match, which is this. Will Sporting Kansas City take out their anger on us? For those of you who don't know, last weekend, Sporting Kansas City played our friends, the Philadelphia Union, and were leading 1-0 in the 94th minute. Only 4 minutes of added time were allotted, and so when Philly kicked the ball out of bounds in their own half, the game probably should have been called. But instead, the scab referees accidentally indicated that it was Philly's ball to throw in. And so the Union took advantage and quickly threw the ball in before anyone could correct it. And Philly came charging down the field. Then 30 seconds later, they got a corner and scored on that corner. And the game ended in a tie a full minute after the stoppage time allotted, where the ball went out of bounds. Rightly so, SKC players and fans were livid, having been robbed of 3 points and table placement by inexperienced scab referees. Historically, though, we are better than SKC, having won 6, lost 4, and drawn 1 against them all time. And in fact, they haven't beaten us since we were trounced at home by them 4-1. In August of 2021. But even in that game, we had 21 shots to Sporting's 9. And our only goal, though, was scored in the 82nd minute. Any guesses who scored it?
What year was this? 2021?
2021.
In the 4-1 game?
In the 4-1 game.
Mamadou Fall.
Darren?
You sounded so sure. Now I can't sound confident in any. Rusty.
It was the 82nd minute. That's a clue I'll give you.
Hollingshead.
Danny Musovski. Was the sole goal scorer in that game. Vince, tactically, how do we stack up against Sporting Kansas City, a team we normally destroy?
You know, it's going to be great that this game is not played in the snow, because these are two teams that really like to keep the ball on the floor and play kind of a similar style. Like, they play 4-3-3. They like to have winger. They have two wingers that are goal-scoring wingers that like to get out in space and go 1v1 with defenders. They have a 9 that prefers to come back and be a part of build-up and playmake a little bit. So, it's really like on like between these two teams. The only difference is, like, SKC's in this kind of like long protracted rebuild, and where they haven't really wanted to rebuild. Like, Peter Vermes is just slowly like plugged a guy in, and then he's like, oh, that guy's not going to work. Okay, he's out. And like, we've always kind of felt maybe it was time to just like tear it all down and start again. They've gotten much better, and I do think that maybe he's going to be justified in taking a while for this, but I still think they're a team on the ascendancy and maybe not as good as they can be. And so hopefully LAFC, being a team that's been completely overhauled in a lot of ways, can take advantage of that and also use their hopefully their anger and their fury is of greater levels than SKC's is on Saturday.
And Darren, if you were Sporting, how would you take your anger out on us?
Like, on the pitch?
I mean, just in general. I mean, I guess they could use like a gun, if that's what you're saying. I mean, what I get, yeah, however you want to answer the question, Darren.
I mean, I guess I would probably play physical, because we just had to play on ice.
And you do think that would be better than using a gun? You think that would be more, that would be, I think, a better tactic?
You know, it depends on what their aim is like. I like what kind of guns they end up getting. Like,
it's the Midwest.
Do you get one gun for the whole team? Or like, how does that work?
They have to pass it around, and we get to run. But we will have the smokescreen kits on, which make it a little harder to see us.
Oh, yeah, because it's smokescreen.
Yeah.
It shields us.
But we can't have flares, which will be a problem. Those are our storylines for this Saturday's match, I guess, which everyone should know is also the start of daylight savings time. So have that extra beer. You got an extra hour of sleep that night. But when we come back, we play a game about the city of Kansas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. Well, Travis gave you the storylines about the match. Vince gave you all the tactics. I know a bunch of random shit. I looked up. I did some basic research. I don't really have anything real to contribute here. So we're going to play a fun game about Kansas City.
You didn't have enough time to do a new storylines intro, huh? You're real busy.
That's the entire premise of who I am on this show. I mean, I am being honest.
That's the only reason to possibly consider having kids, because then you can always just say, guys, I'm really busy, kids. And no one challenges you on that.
You can challenge me. I honestly don't care. It's true whether you challenge me or not. but I did look up some fun facts about, I mean, look, there's two Kansas Cities. It makes no sense. There's a Kansas City in Missouri. There's a Kansas City in Kansas. No one knows where any of them are.
So much fun.
I know so much about both cities. And I honestly, I know I've asked every time we've played them. I don't remember which one. Sporting Kansas
City.
Well,
we're about to find out how much you do know. Yeah, you just kind of assume, but you don't know. So let's just start. This is a game called
Cities Kansas. You know how they say attorneys general? Cities Kansas.
Okay. Fill in the blanks. I want both of your answers on these. Number one, Sporting Kansas City was originally founded in 1995 by Lamar Hunt as the Kansas City Whiz in Kansas City blank and currently play in Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City blank. Travis?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go – I'm going to say first one is Kansas and second one is Missouri.
Vince?
It's flipped. Missouri played in Missouri first, and now they play in Kansas.
That's correct. Vince is right.
I knew that. They used to play at the Chiefs Stadium, which the Kansas City Chiefs that don't know that are not in Kansas.
Yeah.
Great segue. Question number two. Lamar Hunt founded the Kansas City Chiefs in 1959. Which are now based in Kansas City blank and were originally called the blank.
Say that again?
Lamar Hunt also founded the Kansas City Chiefs in 1959, which are now based in Kansas City blank and were originally called the blank.
Okay, so Vince gave the answer. They're now in Missouri. But it was something more racist? I'm not going to say something more racist. Kansas City with
Vince? Yeah, the Kansas City Kansans?
Yeah.
I just feel like back in the day, that's when they're like, that's what we are. We're the Kansans.
Every team was the Giants. Yeah.
Yeah.
The answer Red is Stockings. Kansas City, Missouri, and they were originally the Dallas Texans.
Didn't you say originally called the Kansas City Blanks?
No, they were originally called the Blank.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Also, Lamar Hunt, that's the Scotiabank U.S. Open Cup guy. Is that who? Yeah. Who did Scotiabank Lamar Scotiabank Hunt? Open Cup. Right? Yeah,
Scotiabank Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Yep,
Scotiabank.
If you saw a picture of Lamar Hunt, you would immediately think soccer. Trust me. Just look it up.
That's true.
You'll go. Yep, that's a soccer
guy. Guys, we're gonna find out more about Lamar Hunt, and he goes way beyond soccer. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Deep. Yeah.
Lamar Hunt goes deep. Maybe this game should be called Lamar Hunt Goes Deep.
Hunt's Lamar, go ahead.
The Kansas City Royals were founded in 1969 and played in Municipal Stadium in Kansas City blank until they moved in 1973 to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City blank.
God damn it. Vince, you go first on this one.
I feel like both are Kansas.
Travis?
Yeah, I'll say both are Missouri.
Travis, you're right.
Yes.
Both are Missouri.
Who do you guys have a fondness for either state? Which one do you think is cooler, Kansas or Missouri?
State or city? State?
State.
Kansas or Missouri?
Yeah, do you have a better feeling in your gut about one of the states?
I can't think of a state I have less of a feeling about than these two states.
I can tell you the best barbecue I've ever had was in Kansas before a Sporting Kansas City game, but something, and I have no idea why, but I just love saying Branson, Missouri, and that just makes me fond of Missouri because it's just wasn't Branson riverboats and gambling and crazy stuff like that? That just makes me excited. Riverboat gamblers make me excited.
I was about to
riverboat
say
gambling is funny.
I was about to say I think I like Missouri more because I have a fondness for Little Rock because of Bill Clinton, but I was like, that's Arkansas. It's a different place.
I think they also have riverboat gambling there though.
Oh, you bet they probably do. Slick Willie out there. Doing business.
I have family in St. Louis, and I like them, but that doesn't mean I like the place they happen to be.
Also, there's the most random landmark there, the Arch. It's just an arch. Yeah. And I know it's the gateway to the West, but that was how many years ago? And somebody's just it's an arch. Do you go there and you're okay. Like, I don't think you can, like, go in it or anything. Or is there, it'd be cool if there's an elevator.
You can go
that
in. You can go to the
one,
top. It does.
But, oh, yeah, there's an elevator, I think.
But does it's it, like, shoot you? Does it, like, go, like, pew, and you, like, go around?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah. Yeah. It should be, like, a slingshot.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
All right.
Then I'm back at Sycamore, Missouri.
Question number four. Lamar Hunt was also the sole or part founder or owner of all except for which of the following? So just tell me the one that he did not own any of or found any. Found? The AFL, American Football League, MLS, NASL, Columbus Crew, FC Dallas, Dallas Tornado, Worlds of Fun Theme Park, Oceans of Fun Theme Park, U.S. Open Cup, one-third of the World Silver Market, Lamar's Kansas City Barbecue, and World Championship Tennis. Which one of those did he not, was he not a co-founder or co-owner of?
You can't own the Open Cup. Like, he put his name to it.
But he found, he could have founded it.
Yeah, but the, I know the Open Cup wasn't called the Open Cup in 1914, but yeah, I'm going to pick Open Cup.
I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick Oceans of Fun because I don't think he owned Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun.
The answer is Lamar's Kansas City Barbecue.
Oh,
I just made that one up.
It fits. It works. But you know, it should have been. The U.S. government should have stopped him from owning Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. That's some kind of weird monopoly.
Yeah.
On
but
fun.
The silver market. If the government was going to stop him from owning one of those things, it would probably be the one third of the world silver market.
No, we're cool with that. We like that. Owned, like, it's really weird.
Does that mean he owned like half of South America?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Him and his brothers.
We got to cancel Lamar Hunt. That's what we're deciding today. We're going to cancel
cornered the market
Lamar
in the 70s. Okay. I can tell you the story if you want, but I don't think it's worth it.
All
right. Yeah.
Patreon only. We'll do a Patreon only. We got to keep it.
My God. Let's do a Patreon only on Lamar Hunt.
Yeah. Lamar Hunt deep dive. Okay. Here's a lightning round.
A hunt for Lamar.
I guess I'll just switch off. I'm going to tell you a celebrity. You got to tell me if they're from Kansas City, Missouri, or Missouri City, Texas. You ready?
Yes.
Travis, Janelle Monae.
Texas.
Kansas City, Missouri. Vince, Rob Riggle.
Kansas City, Kansas.
That's right. Travis Scott.
Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Vince, Ernest Hemingway.
Missouri.
That's right. Travis, Charlie Parker.
Who's that? Texas.
Jazz musician.
Jazz.
Kansas City, Kansas. Vince, film director, Robert Altman.
Texas.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Damn it.
Travis, everyone's favorite, Jason Sudeikis.
Missouri.
Kansas City, Kansas.
Fuck.
Vince, Paul Rudd.
Missouri.
Also Kansas City, Kansas.
Fuck.
Travis, 2008 Miss USA, Crystal Stewart.
Oh, my favorite Miss USA, Texas.
Missouri City, Texas. Vince, 2022 Miss USA. 2022, you got Miss USA and Miss Universe. Rabani Gabrielle.
Oh, the name doesn't help at all. Kansas.
We won Miss Universe? We should be talking about that more. We won? We never win.
In 2022?
Yeah, man.
And she was was she from Kansas?
Missouri City, Texas also.
Fuck.
SNL's Heidi Gardner.
Missouri.
That's right.
Vince, you can tell.
Beyonce.
Flew out of an airport with Heidi Gardner leaving an SKC game the day before.
All right.
That doesn't help anyone. which was the next celebrity?
Beyonce.
Texas.
That's right. Travis, Eric Stone Street.
Kansas.
That's right. Vince, Ed Asner.
Kansas.
Missouri. Finally, Travis, Don Cheadle.
Missouri.
That's right. No one kept track of that, nor does anyone care.
I win.
Finally, Sporting KC's kit sponsor is Compass Minerals. Why do they suck? Is it A, they were recently fined $12 million in part for misrepresenting the extent of its mercury pollution at a facility in Brazil? B, they're a key contributor to the destruction of the Great Salt Lake due to its lithium extraction? C, their logo fucking sucks? Or D, all of the above?
Definitely all of the above. Absolutely
right.
All of the above.
And a bonus, what state is Compass Minerals located in?
Utah.
Are they even located in a state? I feel like they'd like have some kind of offshore thing to keep them.
Yeah, the Cayman Islands.
All this stuff that they just did.
Greenland. Headquarters, Kansas.
Kansas.
It's Kansas.
That was fun, Darren.
Well, thanks for playing, guys. Another classic round of Kansas Cities.
Cities, Kansas. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.
And we're back. Now it's time for a segment called Bet It and Forget It.
Bet It and Forget It.
Every week, we end the show with a bet for this week's game. We make an outlandish prediction, something that almost definitely will not happen, but could. Each week, Travis and I put up $5, and if no one hits, the money rolls over to the next week. Eventually, by the time someone's weird prediction comes true, they might win a good chunk of change. Vince has been filling in for Travis the last few weeks. Of course, that doesn't matter, because neither of our bets cashed at all.
Now, hold on. How is this going to work? I know that I was funding Vince's bets before.
Yes, that's right.
Now that I'm here, I'm not doing double duty and only winning a third or half of the money. I'm not putting in two thirds of the money and only winning 50% of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm not bankrolling.
That seems like what you would decide if you were around to make that call.
But that's not how it works. You're putting in two thirds of it, and if you win, you get all of it.
Yes, but Darren winning gets more, and you winning gets even more. This is bullshit.
Life's not fair.
No.
Yeah, how does this work? What are we doing? What's the plan?
Well, I'm unemployed, so how do you expect me to fill in?
You shouldn't be gambling, Vince.
I know, but this is the only thing I have left, Darren.
Here's how I can force Vince to bet. Is that when I Venmo him the Patreon, the third of the Patreon, I'm going to remove however many weeks it is from the Patreon because I can control him. He could sue me for wage theft.
Oh, I can't wait till we are in small claims court with Judge Judy and we explain this to her.
Like, yeah, do a segment?
She doesn't need it. You don't have to explain it to her. She listens to the show, I'm sure.
On a podcast? What's MLS?
She's probably like a part owner of an MLS team. Doesn't that feel like someone who is a minor stake owner of like the Houston Dynamo?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
And for her, it's probably a smart business move. Isn't she rolling in cash?
I assume so. That shows in syndication.
I have a bet this week, and I'm very confident in it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm very confident this will happen.
Okay.
We're going to see this week the debut of our new midfielder, Martinez, and he's going to score a goal. We're going to see our brand new midfielder, superstar Martinez, who I'm forgetting his first name. Is it David? Yeah. Is it David? This is good to know for the future.
I think that's the pronunciation.
Okay.
It's both, but if you want to be more correct, yeah, David.
Davy Crockett Martinez is going to score a goal in this game.
All right. Okay. I think that's a good one. I like it. Are you betting or are you eligible?
Yeah. I'm in. I'm in on this. I'm in on this action.
Okay.
I'm going to say, and this is going to be a feel-good bet, Eddie Segura goal.
Whoa.
Probably on the corner late in the game, but Eddie Segura goal. Let's do this.
Fuck yeah.
Darren, who do you think is going to score a goal?
Should we just do – let's just do goal bets. I can do
that. A round of goals. Why not?
You know what? Call it a comeback. Snowmar Compost himself.
Whoa! Is gonna score a goal. You use both names.
Yep. And do the Robbie Fowler celebration and snort the line and realize wrong kind of snow and get in a lot of trouble. Do you guys know that story?
No, but that rules.
Robbie Fowler is a credible player for Liverpool back in the 90s. He, you know, liked to party a little bit. And allegedly, he maybe partied in certain ways. And so the fans were getting on him for cocaine use. And he scored a penalty. And to celebrate, he got down on his knees and pretended to snort the end line. He subsequently got, I believe, a fine and suspended for doing something like that. Because you can't be debasing the morals of English children like that. But I think that's probably the greatest goal-scoring celebration of all time.
He had like a rolled-up 100 in his cleat.
That would have been even better.
That was really funny.
Before we end the show, I do want to do this. You guys did a draft for goal scoring while I was gone.
Yes.
And you said that I got to switch one player. I don't remember who exactly I have, but I actually think somewhat close to some people that I would have picked. Actually.
Okay.
Okay. So you gave me a team that was Ryan Hollingshead, which I feel pretty good about. Ilya Sanchez, which, you know, he scores occasionally. Martinez, who I think I would have picked. I would have kind of picked as a sleeper. I think he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
and Aaron Long, who I don't know if I would have picked. And you gave me the opportunity to switch one out. I'm going to go ahead. I, you know, Aaron Long's played great. I think he actually played pretty well in the snow game, and he played well in the first game. He's not great. His ball, his the way he hits the ball isn't always great. So I'm not going to say that he's the best goal scorer. Do you disagree, Vince? I don't think he's great with his distribution.
Think about how he would be possibly scoring goals and how a center back scores goals.
Okay, I'm going to switch
pieces.
Out.
I would switch out Ilya if I was going to switch out anyone.
Interesting.
Ilya is not a goal scorer. Now, yes, you're right. He can hit a ball much better than Aaron, but he's not going to find himself in
I don't like the vibes of having Aaron Long on the team, and that's just
okay. Travis, I'm getting him off. To him. He's playing mind games with you.
Yeah, because
he's going to have five goals. Watch.
So my plan was to do what I did last season when I said Messi and put Griezmann on this team. And that was before these rumors started going. So I was going to do the wild, because we'd heard these rumors for a while about Vela. And then I was like, okay, well, Vela's going to San Jose. Does that hurt that at all? I'm still going with Griezmann, Antoine, the Frenchman. I know it's both him and Giroud, but I was going to say Griezmann, and I'm going to stay with that because I feel like that is who I would have named if I was here for that opening episode. So he's now on our team, and Aaron Long,
wow.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want you around.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to swoop in and take Aaron Long.
You get to How switch. About that? You can't switch.
Aaron Long just became available.
That's not part of this. You can't just pick.
Then who are
you
dropping? I know. I'm just team? Sad because my team sucks.
Okay. Wait, but don't you have Bogusz?
Yeah, you have Bogusz. He already has a goal.
Yeah, that's true. My team doesn't suck. I'm happy.
I mean, you and I are leading.
Yeah, it's 1-1-0. And just wait for the summer.
I'm currently tied for the lead.
Aaron Long's going to score more goals than Ilya and Griezmann combined.
Well, that's our show. I have to learn how to say Antoine Griezmann's name successfully. And Davey Martinez. Our theme music is done by the insane team of James Valentine, Nate Walcott, and Louis Palmer. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel where all episodes and clips are available in video form so you can see our beautiful, beautiful faces at youtube.com/@happyfootsadfoot. You can review us on Apple Podcasts, which helps us find new listeners, especially when you do 5 stars, and on Spotify. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. And if you've made it this far into the episode, chances are you're enjoying the show, or at least consumed it. And if that's true and you want to show your support, please consider becoming a friend of the foot at $5 a month at patreon.com/happyfootsadfoot, or pick up some Hafo Sappho inspired merch, new stuff coming soon, by going to happyfootsadfootpod.com. You get a discount too if you're a patron. Any support really goes a long way to keeping the show going and this community growing. It's so good to be back with you guys. Thanks again.
It was not the same without you,
baby. I love you.
BMO, I love you. Bye.
I love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
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 It still doesn't feel comfortable doing Goodbye. It. I love you. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Hostage video.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.